Intense wildfires destroyed a lot of homes in the last couple of summers. The smoke from the fires inflicted damage on the region's tourism industry. Canceled outdoor events led to canceled hotel reservations and a variety of other effects. The hard numbers are there. Travel Southern Oregon wanted to learn more about the attitudes of people who do or might visit the region, and that desire led to the Southern Oregon Wildfire and Visitor Perception Study, just released this month. Two guests are here to talk about it. Bob Hackett is the Associate Director of Travel Southern Oregon in the studio with me. Bob, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you.
We also have Dr. Ava Skuratovich,
yes,
who is the director of the Southern Oregon University Research Center, or SOURCE, which had a major part in pulling the material together. Dr. Skuratovich, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Bob Hackett, when did the move transition from just the stats you had from in the season to wanting a little more information behind what drives people?
Well, right, as you remember, we were here in August with Catherine Cato from the Travel Ashland speaking about the impact, and we were in the middle of the event at that point. What became clear as we moved through was that our tourism industry partners were having a major economic effect that really has not been fully quantified yet by anybody that we know of.
So you don't have a dollar or percentage?
I don't think so. When you look at if you get all the way up to Galice and you get over to Klamath and you get over into the Illinois Valley, I don't think that work has been done because it's large. The one thing that my partner Brad Nive and I at Travel Southern Oregon decided that we could do in our role could be was to measure the impact of not just 2018 but 2017 as well, which was also bad, on visitors' perception of Southern Oregon as a destination. Were we suffering long-term impact into people's mindset about coming to Southern Oregon? And really is a way to help our tourism partners have a strategic response to their capital investments, to programming that they might be considering, and just understand a little bit more about where visitors were in their minds.
So the concern was going beyond the actuality of what has happened in the past, but what people were thinking about tourism in the region.
Correct.
Present and future.
Correct. And it's not just us. Clearly our friends in Central Oregon and, even all the way up north, the Gorge and I think it's on everybody's mind in Oregon. And certainly we all know the impact that our friends in California have had has been actually much more severe. So,
this is fairly comprehensive research. How did you get set up to be able to pay for it?
This was paid for by a grant by the Business Oregon and the governor's office. It's an LEOF grant, Local Economy Opportunity Funds. So it really was paid for by the governor's office. They, with the help of the Regional Solutions Office, Alex Campbell, they clearly were paying attention to the economic impact of this, and any attempt to quantify it was helpful.
Ava Skuratovich, is this pretty much run-of-the-mill work for SOURCE, Southern Oregon University Research Center?
Yeah, this is a typical thing that we do. We do research for mostly nonprofits and governmental organizations here in Southern Oregon and also in the state. So we are a soft money research center housed here at SOU, and when Bob and Alex came and talked to me about the project, we were really excited because we have other research related to wildfires. We're going to do the Ashland Forest Resiliency Phase 2 project coming up soon to look at forest management practices and people's attitudes towards them outside of Ashland. So this is something that's on our mind, and we're excited to have another way of looking at this issue.
So is a lot of the work behavioral stuff like that, where you're looking not so much at the hard facts, but as you said, the soft people things, the things that people are thinking about stuff?
So we're a social science lab. And yes, so what we look at is attitudes, behaviors, and beliefs fundamentally. And this gave us that opportunity because we were looking at first people's experiences and then what they're projecting, what their actions are going to be in the future.
So talk about who you wanted to find for the purposes of this study and how you decided to find them.
We had it really easy. So Bob Hackett came to us with all stakeholders in place. So we had a number of both cultural and natural attractions and folks from that area who provided us with email addresses. It was a number of hotel groups here in Ashland, Medford, and we spanned a number of regions, so the Rogue, the Klamath, and the Umpqua area, all the way up to Crater Lake. All of those folks came together. They provided us with 22,000 email addresses. We then randomly selected, and Bob, you can be
of people who we knew were here in this July, August, early September, 1718.
All right. So 22,000 email specific. Addresses confined in time to that period.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
They experienced it. Yeah. We know that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and we refined that a little as we went. So mm-hmm. we generally had the assurance that these were people from those time periods. And then we randomly selected, which is very important when you are able to make generalizations to a population. So we randomly selected 8,449. We sent them out. We got 2,400 back, and we had a lot of filtering mechanisms to make sure that those people were here only in July, August, and September of those two summers, and they weren't Southern Oregon residents. So we had to filter all those folks out, and we ended up with 1,905 usable surveys. That was a 22.5% response rate, which for an online survey like this, we're actually happy about.
I was about to ask. It seems like a good number.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what I know about statistical science,
absolutely.
That's a good response.
Yep, yep.
We are talking about smoke and tourists and the Southern Oregon Wildfire and Visitor Perception Study. Dr. Eva Skuratovich, Eva Skuratovich is the director of Southern Oregon University Research Center, or SORCE, which did a lot of the work. Bob Hackett is the associate director at Travel Southern Oregon. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Bob, was there one question above all others that you wanted answered?
Well, the immediate one was, do you plan to return to Southern Oregon, or have you just written us off entirely? So that was a very top-level question. Fortunately, 85% of those people said, yes, they do plan to return. However, the other part of the news in that was, how was this wildfire event impacting them? And Eva has done a deep dive in there. But there are lots of notes of caution that are in there that businesses should pay attention to. But the surprise finding for me in there, and the heartening one, was that there's a good appetite for coming in the spring and fall. So visitors are flexible. I think they understand fire is here. They're mostly coming from West Coast states. There's no illusion about that. And they're willing to shift when they might come.
All right, so good attitudes about coming in the spring and fall, but it sounds like that there's some reluctance, obviously, to come in the summer now, and that they're not going to overlook the smoke. They're not going to just have a good time in spite of it.
They're not going to plan in advance.
Mm-hmm. So let me chime in with some stats so that you all can kind of have a perception of this. We did two things here. One, we did an overall look at the entire region, and then we divided it up because we found that the visitors to the Medford-Ashland area were different, as you would probably expect, than the visitors to the Klamath-Rogue Umpqua area. But overall, what Bob's talking about is absolutely very heartening news, and that we know that 85% are planning to return again. But the caution is in how they're thinking about when they're going to return. So those 85%, 72% told us smoke is a factor in when they're going to return. And of that group, 60% said they will not come back to Southern Oregon if there is smoke from a wildfire. About 58% said they won't come back if there's an active wildfire. And then 21% told us they won't come back in August. So we're getting some parameters here and understanding what our patterns are going to be for the future. And those are generally the trends, and we have more specific ones for the two regions. But that generally is an overall sense of the changes or the way people are thinking about coming back.
So let me get that again with one of the big ones there. 60% won't come back if there's smoke.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, so, those are 60% of the people said they plan on returning.
They're planning it. So just to be clear, 72% say that 85% plan on returning. Mm-hmm. Of that 82%, 72% say that smoke's a factor. Now, keep in mind, that means 28% are telling us smoke's not a factor, which is actually the surprising statistic there. And of those 72, 60% are telling us that they won't come back when there's smoke. So we have a lot of appetite to come back, which is great. And then a percentage of those folks are saying, we won't come back when there's smoke.
Which isn't a surprise, I would think.
Which is not a surprise. And when you dig down into why that is, why? Why won't – I mean, obviously, public health, their health is a primary factor. But also – and this is where it goes into the tourism realm, is that the value of their vacation spend becomes uncertain. They're not sure if they're going to be able to have the vacation that they want to have. And on an industry level, the impulse for us at Travel Southern Oregon was to share this information with people, because as a hotel, you might want to look at your refund policies. You might want to look at your advance deposits. You might understand the mindset of people who are wanting to come and booking, But you might have to work with them in an environment that's increasingly uncertain at certain times of the year.
So one of the things that we did also in addition to all of these statistics is we asked for open-ended comments. So we
I noticed that. I was going to chime into something.
And so one of the things I wanted to chime in to support what Bob just said is one person told us we do not want to give up on OSF, but it's a lot of money to spend for the entire trip to be in smoke. We are unsure about what we'll do for 2019. So there's a lot of, you know, we have sophisticated travelers to Southern Oregon. They gave us coping strategies that they were following. They thought about, they really want information. I mean, one of the significant things coming through in these open-ended comments is a centralized source of information that they can count on to be accurate, because they are going to be flexible and they're going to be looking at making choices based on that information.
Were you getting any information either from the open-ended responses or from the pick off a list responses, indications of people ruling out Southern Oregon perhaps, but also finding that they're smoke precluded from going to other places that might have been second or third choices?
We were focused really on Southern Oregon. Folks did tell us, you know, we're from the West Coast. We know there's going to be smoke everywhere. We're just going to adapt to that. Other people did tell us that, you know, for example, I had my time in Ashland was too smoky, but I had a great time on the Southern Oregon coast. So we had people tell us about shortening their trip, going to other locations in Oregon, and not experiencing smoke and having a positive outcome. So these are things, you know, these are things that our region has to think about.
I noticed a split between will not visit when active fires and will not visit in smoke. Was that pretty much about the same number?
About. So keep in mind that was a check all that apply. So mm-hmm. we said, what are all the factors? And so it was roughly around 58-60% people either won't come if there's active wildfires or there's smoke. And the experiences of people in the region with Crater Lake were very much more about active fires. They talked about it was scary because they were dealing more with, in some cases, with fire than with smoke in the Medford-Ashland area.
So there are two geographic groupings within Southern Oregon. You sort of touched on them already a bit, mm-hmm. but what you divided up the Rogue Valley from two other distinct regions, was it?
So we had one distinct region, which was Ashland and Medford, mm-hmm. and the other, which was and then Bob can talk a little bit more mm-hmm. about the geography, but we largely called it the Rogue, the Umpqua, and the Klamath region. Do you want to be more specific, Bob?
Sure. This really had, on the input side, the data sets, you know, the mm-hmm. Newman Hotel Group and our Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Rogue Valley Partners, really robust data set. Then you get up to Prospect Hotel, Running Y Resort, a wildlife safari, the Country House Inn Group up in Grants Pass, a much different visitor. And where it started to break out, and this is when Eva said, I think we need to break out the groups just to give nuance to the report, was that what people in the Klamath Upper Rogue group, they were really outdoor rec visitors. They mm-hmm. were going to Crater Lake. It was a much more international group, for example. They just had qualities about what they were doing that were significantly statistically different than that group that was primarily a Rogue Valley group that might have been more Oregon Shakespeare Festival wine visitors, that kind of thing. So, and where it broke out, you know, we would expect more natural attrition, and there is a natural attrition. That 14% that said, "Oh, I'm not going to come back," or "I'm unsure." Half of that is like, I came to Crater Lake. I don't go to Crater Lake twice.
Been there, done that.
Right. So there's a natural attrition that happens. We get it.
And that's a good point, because the interesting part is the difference between the two. So in the Medford-Ashland area, 86% told us they were going to come back again. In the Klamath Rogue Umpqua area, 75% told us they were going to come back again. But of the 25% who aren't going to come back, only a quarter of them said it was smoke. Most of the thing it was, I've already visited in Southern Oregon. I want to go to new places. It felt like almost like a bucket list thing. You know, I've been to Crater Lake and I'm on mm-hmm. my way to doing other things. But what was amazing to me was just the devotion to coming back again, particularly in the Medford-Ashland area.
Yeah, and I think it's that loyalty to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Absolutely.
And Rogue Valley experience is what that is.
Yep.
Smoke and tourism, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Bob Hackett, the Associate Director of Travel Southern Oregon. Dr. Eva Skuratovich is the Director of the Southern Oregon University Research Center, or SOURCE. They teamed up with the Coraggio Group for something called the Southern Oregon Wildfire and Visitor Perception Study, which took a look at how people feel about visiting the region when there is either fire and or smoke in the air. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Your questions, comments, welcome by phone at 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So I hear challenges here, Bob Hackett, but some opportunities as well. The challenge, obviously, that your peak season, you stand to lose some people if there is a smoke or fire going on. But as you mentioned already, people are a little more attuned to spring and fall now, which were somewhat slacker seasons or have been before. So you could potentially put more people into more places at that time, those times?
Absolutely. And, the shoulder season, as we call it, I know at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, it's been a growing part of their business. I think Greater Lake has seen much greater spring and fall visitation lately. There are some people, Rogue River Outfitters, for example, they don't have a lot of flexibility in terms of that. But anyone who is sitting on capital to invest in their business and their programming, they're thinking of a new zip line, they're thinking of a new, marketing campaign. And as a good partner, we're just trying to give people, and this is why Business Oregon was interested, give them the business intelligence to make good strategic investments in their business. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival is having a robust internal conversation. What are they going to do?
Well, one thing is open, though, the outdoor season earlier by a couple
correct.
Of weeks. They're opening it in May this year, the outdoor theater, instead of in June.
Yeah, and does that go so far as well, we're going to run through the winter? We're going to run all year long because it's indoor and it's guaranteed? That's for that group of folks to grapple with. But we're just trying to provide information so people can make good strategic decisions.
And we know, for example, in our overall group that 46% of our respondents told us they would can come back in the spring. 48% said they would come in the fall. So we know a little bit lower, only 14% for the winter. So that we do really see that interest.
So that's still slightly under half for come back in the spring or fall.
That's
is that
right.
often because they have children in school? Do you know?
I don't know the answer mm-hmm. to that.
Were there any particular surprises in the findings here? Any things where you either found people more forgiving of fire and smoke, less forgiving of fire, or just some wobbles in the numbers that you hadn't anticipated?
I really found people more forgiving than I expected. One person commented, we weren't going to come. We ended up coming. We loved the smoky sunsets. It's like, okay, that's great. Good for you. I think that has been for us the significant thing is folks are willing to come back, are willing to be flexible. And, we asked them to rate how much smoke impacted their activities when they were here from, one to not at all. Not at all to 10 to every single activity. Most people ended up around a 6. Despite that, though, people still talked about wanting to come back and how they coped and modified their behavior while they were here.
I think for me, it wasn't necessarily an anomaly number, but it's a very important number. I had the opportunity with Travel Oregon to be in Washington, D.C. last week, where I was actually able to hand deliver to every Oregon congressional member this report, and there's a lot of interest, obviously, in it on a policy level. It's hard to get agreement on lots of things, and that's a whole other conversation about forest practice. But the interesting piece was that visitors are saying their primary concern in the wildfire in a smoke event is their health.
Mm-hmm.
And that aligns with residents. And believe me, Congressman Walden, Senator Merkley, Senator Wyden, they heard it. They heard it regularly when they were down here. And to align the visitor economy, which in Southern Oregon was a $1.1 billion economy just in 2018. All right. We have 12,300 jobs directly related to that industry. In Southern Oregon, to have what visitors are saying align with what residents are saying is a clear siren call up to policymakers that this is a driver, and this is why this needs to be addressed.
I was going to ask you which policymakers got copies of this, and you answered that with the congressional delegation. How about the state legislature?
We are in the process of working with that. Certainly, Pam Marsh has done a lot of work down here. Jeff Golden, and you know, we are in the process of having these meetings. I know Sandra Slattery at the Ashland Chamber is looking to take these, mm-hmm. and the goal was also to pass these findings over to communities. The way Ashland responds. With the fire, they have a very accomplished fire resiliency thing. What they're going to do, it's very different than what Grants Pass might do with these findings. And so Brad and I at Travel Southern Oregon, our job now is to go out and lay the findings in and be a resource for communities as they continue to go forward.
We have talked about that. Go ahead.
So the other thing that surprised me, frankly, was the Ashland folks who were kicked out of the survey who called me and said, demanded that their voice be included. Oh. I mean, I was very surprised. And so they want to have a say, too. So this is really something that everybody wants to talk about in this region.
We've talked about the survey, but not about the focus groups. That's the work that the Caraggio group did, right? And what did that add in terms of depth to your findings here?
Well, I mean, I think what we found was it wasn't as robust a group as maybe we were hoping to get.
And it was focus groups set up
San Francisco and up in Portland. Mm-hmm. So these were only talking to people mm-hmm. who had participated in the survey, who lived out of the area, just to amplify. And so Caraggio had the findings in hand. They identified some key follow-up points. And they really just gave the opportunity for people to more than just a sentence verbatim to actually go deeper over an hour and a half period. And I think it really amplified most of the findings that we see. I didn't find, and I don't think Caraggio found any brand new information. It was more just a personalization of it, a conversationalizing of that, and providing narratives for our tourism industry partners to read to help get further into the mindset of visitors.
Do you anticipate, Bob Hackett, seeing further efforts at events maybe that are set up in spring and fall to try to get people to come to hear those times of years? It sounds like that's one of your biggest potential areas of growth.
It is. If you're in the wine industry, this is great news because you're all year round. Mm-hmm. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to meet a need that people are expressing.
And so this is the Southern Oregon Wildfire and Visitor Perception Study, just released this month. The work of Travel Southern Oregon, the Caraggio Group, and Southern Oregon University Research Center, which is under the direction of Eva Skuratovich. So is this available online? I mean, can anybody get a hold of this?
Yes, it's at southernoregon.org in our industry pages under the Reports and Documents section.
Bob Absolutely. Hackett is the Associate Director of Travel Southern Oregon. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.